Every February for the past 76 years, the history and culture of African Americans has been celebrated. But Black History Month didn't start out as a month-long event. It began as Negro History Week in 1926, a time when no one thought to commemorate or even document Black history. Carter G. Woodson changed all that. Born to slave parents, Woodson earned a PhD from Harvard and turned Black history into an academic field and a national celebration of Black pride. Jacqueline Goggin is the author of the biography Carter G. Woodson, A Life in Black History. She joins us from WBUR in Boston. Ms. Goggin, why did Carter Woodson want to create what he called Negro History Week?
Well, he grew up at a very difficult time right after the Civil War when African Americans were having a very difficult time just making a living, and he had many encounters with white people that were very unpleasant, and he decided that both Black and white people in the United States needed to know more about Black history.
Well, what kind of events took place during the first Negro History Week?
Well, usually he would have celebrations at local Black community organizations. So they'd be at churches or the Y or other places where Black people could gather, fraternities, sororities. And he would have children put on plays to commemorate the lives of significant African Americans. Usually there was a famous speaker or poet who would actually come and visit and read from their work. He would also have a big dinner, and it was a chance for people to get together and hear about their past and to see some African Americans that were actually making history at that time.
Well, since he wasn't in 1926 in the most receptive environment socially in this country, how was this proposal accepted? How was it looked at?
Well, in the Black community, of course, it was very well received. Now, he did have to struggle quite a bit to get the larger white establishment to accept it. And he finally did in the 1940s when he was able to get state boards of education to declare Negro History Week officially. And the celebration would be held in all the schools, not just in schools in the African American community.
Ms. Goggin, would you call him, is it fair to call him the father of Black history?
Yes, I would say so. He really established the framework and all the institutions that are carried on today. He started a whole movement of scholars that by the 1950s, during the first part of the civil rights movement, there was a whole resurgence of interest in slavery and in African American history. And by the 60s, of course, the same views that Woodson had held many years before were now accepted in the white mainstream of the historical profession.
Ms. Goggin, if Carter Woodson were alive today, what do you think he would be trying to do, trying to accomplish?
Well, I think he would be very concerned about the economic inequality that still exists in our society between Black and white people. I think he'd be very concerned about the fact that the health rates, mortality rates are very different among Black and white Americans. The education is still very unequal and very segregated, almost as segregated as it was when he was still alive. I think he'd find quite a lot to be working on these days.
Jacqueline Goggin is the author of Carter G. Woodson, A Life in Black History. She joined us from WBUR in Boston. Thank you, Ms. Goggin.
Okay, thank you.